I'm going to mention this. I did not have this on the plan for the show, but I'm going to mention it because for whatever reason, and I have no idea why, it just popped into my head. And I want to put it out there. The left tends to put a lot of stock in science, as do I when science is done properly. What the left does is just trust people who do things in the name of science without studying the science themselves. Now, global warming, obviously, is the biggest example of this, where there are people with a political agenda, scientists with a political agenda, who say global warming, man-caused global warming, is real. On my blog recently, I shared a 1977 episode of In Search Of with Leonard Nimoy, coming the new ice age. And scientists, very reputable scientists, were quoted as saying by in our grandchildren's lifetime, that was 1977, just short of 40 years ago, 37 years ago, in our grandchildren's lifetime, we could be on the new ice age. Well, that would be now, wouldn't it? If you were 30 in 1977 and watching that show, I know you were, what, one? If you were 30 in 1977 watching that show, Jason was that minus 29. I was 16. You're 70 now. You know, you're in your 70s. Or just about. You're 67. Hey, you could have grandchildren. Well, the ice age isn't here. There's another one far more disturbing, though. I've told you of a book I'm reading. Oh, it's a long book. It's 900 pages. I'm on page 350. It's the story of five big-time Hollywood directors who served in World War II chronicling the war. It's a great read. I have so many things going on in my life. I'm only good for about a chapter a night, which is about 20 pages, and I just have other things to do. And it's just very interesting, the things that you learn in that. If you're a history buff, you would love it. It's called Five Who Came Back. It's William Wyler, John Ford, John Huston, Frank Capra, and I always forget the other one. It's just a great book. But there is one part where they are trying to do a propaganda film. The government wants a propaganda film to encourage blacks to enlist and understand, look, you'll be treated as an equal in the army. And they talk about as recently as 1939, now this is 1942 as the war was ramping up, 1939, the U.S. government did a social science study of blacks. It sounds like the Klan could have done it. Lazy, less intelligent, shiftless, not trustworthy. The U.S. government in a study. I'm sure it was scientifically conducted. This is my point. I'm sure it was scientifically conducted. Made that determination about the black race. Well, why is it just a tissue of every offensive racist stereotype that you can think of? Because those doing the research were biased. It was racist research, I'm guessing, done by at least some of the scientists who were racist. And they got the results that they wanted to get. That's why. None of that stuff was any more true about blacks then than it is now. Would you trust that? Of course not. You can use, and who knows what data they think they found in that study to do that. You can use whatever data you want to skew whatever study. Now, again, there was no political agenda that I can think of that they skewed the data. Their own personal biases most likely skewed it to a racist result. They were likely racist. Therefore, you got a racist result. a racist listening right now, well, no, they got it right, Jerry, and you should just understand that. Well, I you know, there's 0.05% dunderheads in any audience. And yes, if you believe that, you're a vile racist. Sorry. No, actually, I'm not sorry. If you believe that, you're a vile racist. And you can skew anything. Which brings us to the real first topic of this hour. That was just the one that popped in my head as it was 9:06. Here's the real first topic of this hour. Today is Equal Pay Day. Aren't you excited? April 8th is Equal Pay Day, an annual event to raise awareness regarding the so-called gender wage gap. I bet you can recite it with me now. What is the reported gender wage gap between men and women in the United States? That women make what? 77 cents on the dollar to men. This is false. This is false. I have gone through this any number of times. Here's why it's false. Because it argues that right now, if I had a female producer, she would make 77 cents on the dollar to Jason. Okay. You know why that's false? Because I don't have a woman producer. Right? If we evil conservatives tried to pinch every penny, you would just hire as many women as you could, right? Jason would be a woman. Well, you know what I mean. The person who's sitting there would be a woman, and she'd be making 77 cents on the dollar to what Jason makes. That is not what happens in this world. That's not what happens in this country. There are factors. And Mark Perry and Andrew Biggs of the American Enterprise Institute explore these in a piece in today's Wall Street Journal. In the highlights of women earnings in 2012, the Bureau of Labor Statistics states that in 2012, women who were full-time wage and salary workers had median usual weekly earnings of $691. On average, women made about 81% of the median earnings of male full-time wage and salary workers. So, 77%, 81%. It would seem that the president is just about right when he says 77%. But there's a key there. Full-time workers. Men were almost twice as likely as women to work more than 40 hours a week. If you compare apples to apples, 40 hours to 40 hours, and a lot of women work 35 to 39 hours. If you compare apples to apples, the gap closes to 88% on the dollar. Now guess what? And this is the controversial one. Women without children. If you compare women without children to men, guess what? The gap closes to 92 cents on the dollar, not 77 cents. Because women make choices. Women prefer more flexibility. That might mean less pay, fewer hours, and so on. That these are all factors where, well, when they're working, they're not making 77 cents on the dollar hour for hour. It's simply not true. Men still gravitate to the degrees more than women do, and I mean college degrees, that pay more. Engineering, medicine, law. Those are still more men than women. Women are free to go to those. There's no barrier to the law school, medical school, or engineering school door. They're perfectly free to go there. They still don't in the numbers that men do. The average income in the oil industry, if you work out on the fields, it's over $100,000 a year. How many of them are women? I'm not saying there are none, but I'm asking, how many of them are women? Men still take, in larger number than women, the more dangerous jobs, which pay more. But these are all seen as excuses. These are all seen as, yeah, nah, nah. Because, see, You're just making these things up. Well, CBS, in a bold act of journalism of their morning show, pointed out that the White House is getting beat up because their female staffers make 88 cents on the dollar to their male staffers. Of course, you know, when it's the White House, well, as CBS's morning show reports, then there's a logical explanation.
Eliminating the pay gap between men and women in the federal government. Census figures show in 2012, the average American woman earned only 77% of what the average man earned. And the White House staff isn't doing much better than that.
We have, as an institution here, have aggressively addressed this challenge. And obviously, though, at the 88 cents that you cite, that is not 100, but it is better than the national average.
Major Garrett is at the White House. And Major, so how do White House officials describe this disparity? Where at the White House, women make on average 88 cents for every dollar the men make.
Well, good morning. The White House is getting, as you indicated, Nora, roughed up by its own pay equity rhetoric. An analysis of White House salaries, which nobody here disputes, shows that the median income of female staffers is 88% of that of male staffers. Now, this study also showed that men and women with the same White House jobs earn exactly the same salary. Now, the White House...
By the way, that's 65K to 73K. That's the disparity we're talking about here. Pick it up, Garrett.
The White House said its gender pay gap is tied to job experience, education, and hours worked, among other factors. This matters because those explanations, according to the Labor Department, explain a good deal of the gender pay gap nationally. The big difference...
Oh! So all of the same reasons cited to say that the 77 cents is false are the same reasons the White House uses.
The difference in these stories, when President Obama discusses this issue nationally, he doesn't mention those other work variables, only the broad figure that 77 cents per dollar is what women earn compared to men in median wages. When the factors that the White House used to defend its gender pay gap are used nationally, the Labor Department says the difference in median wages between men and women shrinks to about 5 cents to 7 cents on the dollar.
Yes, as I just reported to you. So, that which is written off as excuses for the 77 cents on the dollar are the same explanations. One person's excuse is another person's explanation. Women do not get paid 77 cents on the dollar for doing exactly the same work. It is simply a lie. Of course, and by the way, why is it a challenge? Jay Carney said, well, it's a challenge and we're doing better in meat. Oh, so the private sector should be scorned, ridiculed, and punished for not paying women more than 77 cents. For the White House, it's just a challenge we have to meet. Just pay them more. Where's the challenge there? The challenge is it's mitigating factors with the female employees themselves, which that explanation is okay for the White House, but not everyone else. Think about that as President Obama is using today to again call to close the gap. It's 9:20.
Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.